The Gemara in Masech Tesaita Daf Lamed Beis teaches us Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer Adam Omer Shvachi B'kol Namach. When a person is coming to praise himself, he should say it quietly. Gnusoi, when he comes to express something that he might not have done properly, it should be B'kol Rom. Says the Gemara, Shvacha b'kol namach, when we say that he's speaking about his praise, he says it quietly. Where do we know it from? From the Parsha of Vidimaiser. The Pasuk says that the person says there, Loivati v'mitzasech v'loi shuchachti, but it doesn't say that it should be said b'kol ram in any way. When he speaks about his gnus, his shame, he should say it b'kol ram. That we know from the Parsha Mikra Bikurim, where we say Arami Oivir Avi. We speak about how Lovin was a terrible Rasha, as we say in the Haggadah, Bikei Shlaker Es Hakol. And there, the halach is it should be said out loud, as the Pasuk says, V'anisa v'amarta. Ask the Gemara, is that true that Gnusoi should be said b'kol rom? That a person, when he speaks negatively about himself, he says it loud. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'nei ma tiknu tefila b'lachash. Why is tefila supposed to be said quietly? K'dei shloi levayish es oivrei aveira. In order not to embarrass those who did an aveira, and as they're davening, they're saying vidui, and they should not say it out loud, that they should end up being embarrassed. And what's the raya? An oila is brought as an adava. An oila is not brought because a person necessarily did an aveira. A kabachatus obviously is brought because a person did an aveira. Yet the halacha is that both of those kabbonis are brought in the shechita of both kabbonis are brought in the same place, so people shouldn't be able to notice what carbon you're bringing and recognize that maybe you did an aveira. Says the Gemara, loy tema genusa. A person should not embarrass himself publicly. El eimay tsaroi. A person should speak about the pain he's in, that he could say b'kol rom. Ketanya, as indeed we find in the Parashas Metzora, the Pasuk says, Tomei, Tomei, Yikra. We should announce that this person is a Metzora. Why do we make this announcement? Tzorach lohidiyoy tzara l'rabim. We inform the rabbim of his tzar, rabbim vakshim lov rachmim, that many people should daven for him. Komi, and therefore says the Gemara, Komi she'ir by dover, if somebody's experiencing something that's a tzar, tzarech lo'idia l'rabim, he should inform the public, for rabim vakshim alav rachman. Says the Gemara furthermore, Gufa Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Mnei ma tiknu tefila b'lachash, why was it instituted that tefila should be daven quietly, shloi levayish is oivrei aveira, not to embarrass those that did an aveira, shloi lechilek akos the mokem echatis loila. The achroinim ask that the Gemara Masech the Brachos, that Chof Dalet Amud Beis, teaches us, kol hamashmia koyle b'tfila, whoever davens out loud, Hareyu Mektane Amuna. It represents that he's weak Amuna. For Kol Hamagbia Koil B'Tfilosoi, and somebody who raises his voice when he's davening, Hareyza Menevia Sheker. The Ksiv Kiru B'Kol Godel. So ask the Achroinim, the Mashah, the Inyakif, why does our Gemara say that the reason Chazal established that tefillah should be b'lachash that to avoid people being embarrassed, when the Gemara Masechta Bracha says that it the reason is because he's Mektani Amuna, as if he believes that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hear us unless we say it out loud. Furthermore, they ask, the Gemara earlier in our Masechta, Dav Zayin Mebeis, says, Chotzefalei, Mandam Mefarat Chatei. Somebody who publicly announces his Averis, that's considered a chutzpah. And Rashi explains, because it shows that he's not embarrassed with the Averis that he did. So why does our Gemara come up with a new reason that not to embarrass Davri Avera when we have all these different Gemaras that give us different reasons? So regarding the first question, that somebody davens quietly, if somebody davens with a loud voice, it represents that perhaps he's Mektani Amuna. That's only after Chazal, says the Mashah, established that we should daven quietly. So once Chazal established that we should daven quietly, so then somebody who doesn't daven quietly is considered Mektani Amuna. But before Chazal made that rule, we don't have to be concerned. Din Yaakov gives a different explanation. When the Gemara Masechta Bracha says that if somebody davens out loud, he's Mektani Amuna, that's only if he davens very loudly. But if somebody davens in a normal voice, that isn't Mektani, as if, because it represents as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hear us unless we scream. But if somebody davens in a regular voice, that isn't necessarily a representation that is Mektani Amuna. Only because of the reason that our Gemara introduced, that we don't want people to be embarrassed, therefore you shouldn't even daven in your regular voice. Regarding the question that was asked from earlier in our Gemara, where we earlier in our Masechta that says that somebody who announces as a Averis is considered Chotzef, so he says that if somebody, there's two categories. One is somebody who details his Averis, but somebody says just that he's a Baal Avera without detailing his Averis, that's not considered a Chotzef. So our Gemara is saying, even just saying that you're Baal Avera without specifying the Avera, that is in the Gemara early in our Masechta, but now there's a new concern that is going to embarrass you if you act that way. The Mefarshim ask, furthermore, that our Gemara is saying that the reason you're supposed to daven quietly is because, as we just said, the Gemara says not to embarrass someone. As the Mefarshim, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, the Aflam and Aleph Amar Aleph, learns many Hilchas Tefillah from Chana, and one is the Halachas. One of the Gemaras that it says there is that a person that says by Chana v'koyle lo yishama, and says the Gemara mikan she'osa lagbia koyle b'tfilosoi. Moreover, asks the Mefarshim, if the reason is not to embarrass the Oivra Aveira, then there should be a nafkamina if you're davening b'yichidus or you're davening b'tzibur. If you're davening b'tzibur, so then there's a concern of getting embarrassed. But if you're davening b'yichidus, there isn't such a concern. Yet our Gemara doesn't make such a distinction. So the Sefer Bris Yaakov teaches us that the Gemara that quotes Chana is only in a smachta. Based on Chana alone, we wouldn't have made this distinction. Only after we have this halacha does the Gemara use Chana as an asmachta. Furthermore, the reason why there is no difference between when you're davening b'yichidus versus when you're davening b'tzibur is Chazal wanted to establish a nusach ha-tfilah. And once Chazal established a nusach ha-tfilah, they don't make a difference whether it's b'yichidus, whether you're davening b'yochid or you're davening b'tzibur. When the Gemara here says that one should daven tefillah b'lachash, the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll discuss later, and other poskim make a very important distinction. On one hand, we're learning now you should not daven out loud. On the other hand, you're supposed to pronounce the words. And therefore, when somebody is davening, he has to be careful, even though he's not supposed to daven out loud, he still should not forget that he has to pronounce every word carefully. I saw from the Shaul of Tshuvas Panim Meiris that let's say you have an individual who did an Aveira and he specifically wants to announce publicly the Aveira that he did. The reason he wants to publicly announce the Aveira he did is because he feels that's the way he'll do better tshuva. May he do so or not. So the Panim Meiris, in quoting our Gemara, says that our Gemara says that specifically only by Avodah Zarah is the halacha that he should do it publicly in order that he should be embarrassed. And because he did this terrible Aveira of Avodah Zarah, he will have a kapara from his oynish. He will have a kapara. Under other circumstances, says the Panim Meiris, in certain terms, that one is not allowed to publicize his averus. To end off what he says, El Yisfada Beinoi LeBeinoi, he should always say vidui privately. Even if Rachman Tzlan, a person saying vidui before he's dying, he shouldn't announce his averus. He should say vidui privately. Unless a person did an avera and he doesn't know the proper way of doing tshuva, such a person, Rishoy Lishol Chochem, Mat Shuva Chay Kazer. What is the proper tshuva for such an Aveira? The Daimak Tzas Masham Koyin Hu Dioda, Kim and Dain Rab Mioidim is there, Live and Mefaras Machate. He says, just like an Al Gemara, when somebody brings the carbon, so the person who's bringing the carbon, the Gemara says, the public doesn't necessarily know why he's bringing the carbon, but the Koyin knows if it's a carbon chatas or carbon oila. But Al Gemara clearly does not consider doing something like that as if you're doing it publicly. So too, if somebody wants to go to a Rav because he wants to do tshuva, that's not considered publicizing his averis. And then the Panim Meiris concludes, the chadosh mikar bo, the people that came with some new ideas, that it's appropriate to publicize one's averus. Such words should be forgotten. He uses very strong language. He says this is a totally unacceptable, it's a totally unacceptable behavior. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo yispalo b'libay b'lvad, a person should not daven only in his heart, El mechatech hadvoriv b'sfosov, he has to enunciate the words, U'meshmiya l'oznov b'lachash, but he should say them, he should say the words quietly. V'lo yashmiya koylai, he shouldn't say it too loud. V'em eina yochel chavim b'lachash, continues the Shulchan Aruch, but if somebody can't have the proper concentration when he davens quietly, mutter l'gbiya koylai, he can raise his voice. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'hani mili b'enoy l'ben atzmai, that's only if he's saying it when he's davening b'yichidus. Avo b'tzibur, osur. Now the Shulchan Aruch introduces a new concern. The osur l'mitra tzibura. If you're going to daven out loud b'tzibur, so now you have a new problem. You have the problem that you're going to confuse the other people who are davening. And Rama also says another time when you daven loud, v'meshmiya koyel b'beisoy kishemispalo, if you're davening at home and you raise your voice, k'dei sheyilmanu b'menu b'nei beisoy, in order that the people in your home should learn from you how to daven, then mutter, we could be more lenient. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama are giving us two coolers. One cooler is that if you can't get the proper kavona, unless you daven out loud, we could be more lenient. But even then, when we're being more lenient, we're only being more lenient when you're not betzibur. Because when you're betzibur, we need to be concerned that you're going to confuse the other people in the shul. That's one point that is being made here. And the other point, the other cooler is that the Rama says that if you're davening out loud, again, in the privacy of your home, but the reason you're davening out loud in the privacy of your home is in order that people, that you should teach the other members of your family the proper way to daven, then we could maybe be more lenient. So again, as we learned, that the proper way of davening is to pronounce the word, enunciate the words, but enunciate them in the word in a way that nobody hears you. What does that mean? That the people who are standing around you don't hear you davening. However, Api Zoyar and the Mishnah Brura and the Shari Tshuva quote the Zoyar. The Zoyar, the Arizal, were very makbid to daven always quietly. And the Arizal says that if somebody raises his voice when he davens, it causes that his tefillah should not be accepted. And the Nemukei Or Chaim says very sharp words. He says, Chaysa has the hirus b'zeh. Because people aren't careful enough in davening quietly, Goyrim la'akev ha'gula. It prevents the gula from coming. The Balatanya and the Sefer Torah Or says, L'kein tefila hu b'lachash. Tefila has to be said quietly, ubechashoy, bechinas bitul metzias mamish legamri, as if you don't really exist. Bechinas, I don't even understand necessarily what this means. Hishtapchus al cheik avia lias k'ayim ve'efes mamish. When you say your tefillah quietly, you're representing as if you don't exist. And that's critical to the acceptance of your tefillah. The Tana Be'el Yol says, Mikan Omru, Kol HaMespalo, U'mashmir Koyle La'oznov, Hareza Meit Edu Sheker. It's considered as if being davening Edu Sheker. On the other hand, as we just learned, if you can't daven any other way besides raising your voice, then we could be more lenient. The Bi'a Alocha, quoting the Prima Gadim, says, well, now let's say a person has a dilemma. On one hand, he needs to daven a little loudly in order to have kavana. Otherwise, he won't have the kavana. But here, if he davens out loud, there's a problem with the Tirchut Tzibura. He says, davening out loud in order to have proper kavana is not a heter to be mevatel tefillah b'tzibur.